Brian Post, and my guest tonight is Jemette Pruitt. Jemette Pruitt is an attorney, and she has a special interest in IEPs and the legal implications and helping parents, because Jemette is a parent, helping parents know their rights when it comes to their children and the law and schools, because we know a lot of children with early trauma histories, adopted children, foster children, you name it, struggle in school oftentimes. And a lot of times parents go into IEP meetings feeling absolutely overwhelmed and intimidated. And tonight, Jemette's going to come on and she's going to share with us just some absolutely informative information. Introduce yourself and tell the audience a little bit about how you got involved in this area and what it means to you and why you're passionate about it.
Okay, I will. My name again is Jemette Pruitt. I am a licensed attorney in the state of Oklahoma. I've been practicing law for a little over 10 years now, and I originally practiced criminal defense mostly, and then I went into a private practice and did a little bit of everything from family law to civil rights law. And then I got this idea to start keeping foster children. And I got two little girls that I'm in the process of adopting, and I wanted, and at the time, about 2 years ago when I got them, I knew I wanted to adopt them. And I realized that I start doing a lot of fighting with agencies, with the schools, with DHS, to get the services that my children needed. And I just knew that these people were going to bend over backwards to help me, but for some reason started discovering that they were either unwilling or they didn't know how. Well, so I've learned a lot about education law and IEPs, and I'm really excited to be able to share that with other parents that are struggling in this area, because I know how much of a struggle it can be and how disheartening it can be at times.
Absolutely. That's great, Jemette. And I can not only can I speak for myself, I can speak for other parents, that there were some parents on the last call that we did on this same topic that took some of that information and applied it the next week in IEPs that they had. But I know she had an IEP recently for her son, and she was able to, I heard her using some of the same terminology that you had shared with us in the last IEP, so I was really happy to hear that.
Great.
But, okay, that sounds great. Well, let's go ahead and get into it. Lead us through it. Take us through it step by step, however you want to cover it.
Okay. The first thing I like to do is just lay out the eight major, the nine major rights that I have picked out that I think are so very important. And on the outline, they're pretty long, so I'm going to cut them down into short sentences so that you can just write them down real quick, and then you can ask for the outline later. Number one, you have the right to have your child evaluated for special education. That's number one.
You're going to go over each one of these again, right?
We are going to go back and hit these in detail.
I think just sharing these nine points, I think just that in itself is really powerful. So you say number one, you have the right to have your child evaluated. I think a lot of parents don't even know that.
Right.
I'm really excited about the information.
I know, I love this too. I'm now excited. I used to be frustrated, but knowledge is your weapon. That's
right.
What you have to understand. Knowledge is your power.
Absolutely.
And instead of getting frustrated, you have to get educated.
That's perfect.
And number two, you have a right to get your own evaluations. You don't have to go, well, we're going to talk about that more. I'm so excited, I just want to start explaining it all right now. Number two, you have a right to get your own evaluation. Number three, you have the right to request services for your child. You have the right to request services. That's number three. Number four, you have the right to participate in the IEP process. Number four, you have the right to participate in the IEP process. Number five, you have the right to adequate notice. Five, you have the right to adequate notice. Number six, you have the right to have advocates speak for your child. Six, you have the right to have advocates speak for your child. Number seven, you have the right to ensure that your child's IEP is carried out. You have the right to ensure that your child's IEP is carried out. Number eight, you have the right to review all of your child's school records. Again, number eight, you have the right to review all of your child's school records. Number nine, you have the right to know all the credentials on your child's teachers and paraprofessionals. You have the right to know all the credentials of your teacher, of your child's teachers and paraprofessionals.
Perfect. Perfect. Those are nine points that we're going to be covering in depth, that Jamet's going to be sharing with us, covering in depth this evening. Jamet, let me say again, I thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be on this call. This call, I know, is going to change lives for families. Let's get into the meat of this information. Tell me about number one. You